do. It actually be weird if I didn't play any special teams. So I'm expecting to play it when I get there. So I think I have the right mindset so far.
What's your size?
6'3" and a quarter, 240 pounds. It wasn't really difficult. Obviously, it takes some used to switching to different positions, but I was able to adjust wherever spot I was at, and I thought I played each spot. I played pretty well, so it wasn't really a difficult move. It's just you actually get to learn the defense a little bit better, knowing the different spots, so you're aware of what other people are doing on the field. I'm confident enough that I feel I can play any linebacker spot, but I prefer to be an outside backer, but if I get picked by a team that wants me to play inside, I'll be just as happy with that. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Well, I feel like I'm a guy that, you know, can bring some pass rush to a team. I feel like I have some of that pass rush ability, and I'm not sure what teams might want to do with me at that. But you know, if they want me to come off the edge a little bit, I'm fine with doing that too. No, we all developed a close relationship at Florida State. I think even that bond that we all have, I think that's one of the reasons why we got as far as we did and had the success we had as a team. So I feel like whoever goes first, we're all going to be happy. You know, we consider ourselves one family. So someone gets drafted early, I mean, it's awesome. Like, we'd be happy for that, for whatever happens. Man, Joyner, he's a smaller guy, but you will never tell by the way he plays in the field. Even we came in together, just seeing him run around and fly to the ball, you can tell you're something special. And he is a real important piece to our defense this year. He's just a guy, you know, he's going to go out there and give it his all every time he plays. He's probably one of the toughest players I ever played against. And, you know, you see that in another player, especially your teammate, you respect that so much. So just having him out there for us is just a blessing for the team. And he was a big part of our success.
There's a lot of sub-defense, obviously, in the NFL.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, I consider myself to be a versatile guy. I'm not too sure what teams want me at right now. They want me at inside or outside. But, you know, like you said, there's a lot of teams that have different schemes, and I feel like I can fit into any team scheme. So I know whoever's willing to take me, you know, they're going to get a player that's gonna be unselfish and willing to play whatever they need me to play, you know, to help out the team.
What teams have you interviewed with?
I interviewed with quite a few teams yesterday. Talked with the Dolphins, the Saints, the Bengals, the Browns, you know, et cetera. Talked to quite a few teams yesterday.
You get any sense for the Browns
would play? Most teams I interview, they ask me what I see myself as, and I tell them like I just told y'all, I feel like confident I can play any spot, but I prefer to be an outside backer. But if I get picked as an inside, I'm just as fine with that too.
How much experience do you have on the inside?
My junior year, I played in the inside a little bit. I played some wheel, and then my senior year, I was the mic for a little bit, and then until they moved me to the outside. And I played a lot of inside backer in high school level too, so it's not like it's a new thing for me, and I've seen it before, and I'm used to doing it, so it won't be an adjustment.
Why did they move you around?
Just to have more athleticism on the outside. Me moving to the outside, you know, it allowed to get more speed on the outside perimeter, and it was able to bring in another linebacker who's a pretty good athlete too. So it all around, it just helped out the team. And I think when we made that move, it was a big turning point in the way our defense played.